Facts are facts, like how contributing to employees' financial security makes them want to work harder for their company. In fact, according to a 2023 study by Principal, 87% of employers say that better employee financial security means employees are more engaged and productive at work. The fact of the matter is that employees want to feel financially secure in their future. So consider this. Principal helps you invest in your employees by providing customized benefits and retirement plans to help keep your employees more engaged and productive. When you take care of your team, they take care of business. That's a fact. Learn how Principal can help you find the right benefits and retirement plan for your team at principal.com/benefits. Products and services offered by member companies of the Principal Financial Group, Des Moines, Iowa. For important information, visit principal.com/disclosures.
Hey, is that the new iPhone 15 Pro?
Yeah, it's made with titanium and the Pro camera is epic. Just got it at T-Mobile.
Nice.
Yep. And I got their Go 5G Next plan, so now I have the freedom to upgrade my phone every year.
Whoa, I gotta get to T-Mobile.
Get our best deals on iPhone 15 Pro at T-Mobile.com. One-year upgrade requires Go 5G Next plan, financing new qualifying device, and upgrading in good condition after 6 months with half paid off.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
It is the JR Sport Brief show on CBS Sports Radio. Happy Monday night to you. I'm going to be rolling with you for the next 4 hours. Thank you to everybody tuned in and locked in all over the country. I'm going to hold it down. Thank you to super producer and host Dave Shepard. He's holding it down in New York City. And then you. Yeah, I told you all over the country. On the free Odyssey app, on your local CBS Sports Radio affiliates, Sirius XM Channel 158, and everybody locked in on a smart speaker, thank you. It's been an eventful Monday. It is an eventful Monday. It's been an eventful weekend, and I got you covered. First of all, right now, Monday Night Football in Los Angeles. The Chargers hosting the Dallas Cowboys, and the Cowboys currently lead 10-7. About 3 minutes have gone by here in the third quarter, so they're just getting the second half underway. And Justin Herbert got the ball, trying to make some things happen and retake the lead. Meanwhile, National League Championship Series is underway. Game one of the NLCS in the Philadelphia Phillies. They currently lead Arizona 5-2. It's the top of the seventh. We did have a game that ended earlier today. It was game two of the ALCS. And the Rangers, they decided to go out there and they beat the Astros. The final score 5-4. And now Texas has a 2-0 series lead in the ALCS. And so we got baseball. We got football tonight. We had football over the weekend. To my shock and surprise, both crappy New York teams walked away with victories. The Jets went over the Eagles. I'm sorry for the Giants. They got close, but close is not good enough. They almost hung in there with the Bills. And maybe they got cheated at the end of the game. We'll talk about that. The New England Patriots, they lost again. And then, unfortunately, this is football. Dudes are going to get hurt. We saw a lot of injuries in the NFL over the weekend. Justin Fields is out. Deebo Samuel and Christian McCaffrey are out. Josh Allen against the Giants yesterday. He walks away. Now his shoulder hurts. It's just, this is the worst part about football, but you know it's inevitable. You know that it's going to happen. And then speaking of injuries, it extends over into the college side as well. Georgia tight end. Top five, top three, a draft hopeful, Brock Bowers. This man needs ankle surgery. He's going to be out weeks for the two-time defending national champion, Georgia Bulldogs. And then on the college side as well, Notre Dame smacked USC. Huskies beat Oregon. Deion not happy again. Hey, Shep, that game ended, what, like 20 minutes after we left?
Yes, and it started when we started, JR.
Yeah, the Colorado game took forever on Friday night. Wild stuff. Shep, how was your weekend, man? You doing good?
I'm doing well. Thank you for asking, JR. How are you, my friend? I got a funny story for you, by the way.
You do? I can't wait to hear it.
Kind of.
Does it involve, like, the Jets or the Giants or anything?
No, that's just a tragedy.
What?
I taught kindergarten today.
Wait a minute.
Yes.
Hold on a second.
Yes.
Not something I expected to hear.
Gotcha.
But go ahead. You taught kindergarten today,
well,
but go ahead.
I was under the impression that I would do like a sports broadcasting class because I think, as you do, one thing I've always admired.
Elementary school?
Yeah, well, so this is the funny part. So one thing I've always admired about you is you do so many things for people outside of the space, and I believe in the same philosophy. So I believe that there is a group of individuals that are underserved when it comes to broadcasting, and that is minorities and females.
Yeah,
and so
absolutely.
So I was really excited to kind of do something with this school in New York, and I was really looking forward to it. And then they said, well, you know, it's really not something we can do until the winter, but since you're here, there's a Lego class that Lego. You can teach. And I go, yeah, you know, that's cool. I didn't know high school kids would be into Legos, but I'm all for it. And they go, no, it's actually kindergarten, first grade. And I go, oh, boy. What is their attention spans? And they go, oh, no, don't worry. You'll be fine. So my first minute of ever teaching a kindergarten class, forget having them be quiet. They don't know what that means. I had a kid almost choke on a Lego. I had a 5-year-old almost die in front of me in my first minute of ever being an elementary school teacher.
Well, there was somebody else in there with you, right? Another adult. Yeah, of course.
Well, yes, but that other adult had to, like, take one of them to the bathroom because they can't go to the bathroom by themselves. You need a buddy system when you're in kindergarten, first grade. You can't roam the hallways at 5 or 6 years old, especially in schools these days. So I was in there by myself. So, JR,
you have to kick a kid in the chest?
No. It was just one of those things where, like, it was in his mouth and I just happened to, like, pull it out. Because if a kid's too young, there's other ways you have to do it with CPR. But if I or anybody ever complains about their job again, we have to tell them, teach kindergarten for one day of your life and then reevaluate your position on how you feel about your job.
Oh, all right. Well, at least the kid didn't choke.
It was scary. JR, it was so scary, man, to see.
Was he turning colors?
My God. JR, to see a 5-year-old, like, so little, so innocent. Because, honestly, like, he's not doing it because he's a jerk. He's not doing it because, like, he's being disrespectful. He's 5 years old. So, like,
well, that's why they play with big blocks so they don't choke.
Well, tell the Lego companies this.
Well, they do. They make big blocks.
Oh, no. Most of them are little pieces, JR.
No, but I'm saying they make big blocks for little kids for the sole purpose so the kids don't choke.
Correct. But these specific type of Legos were not big blocks. They were little blocks.
You need to take them up with
the school, man. Yeah, man. So of course that falls on the teacher. And here's the thing. Like, you can't take your eyes off a 5-year-old. Like, any parent knows that. The problem is when you're teaching in an elementary school, you got 25-year-olds.
Oh, man.
So what are you supposed to do? So I was in way over my head. Because I don't back down from challenges. Next time that's a challenge, I'm backing down from.
Oh, wow. Well, I'm glad you made it out of there without a kid choking on a block.
You and me both, JR. Oof, that was scary, man. How are you, though, man? I had to share that story with you, but.
I didn't hang out with 5-year-olds, but
scary.
I did see the New York Liberty yesterday. Amazing game.
Yes.
Amazing. The New York Liberty ended up winning against the Las Vegas Aces 87-73. Nice game, man. I was a little afraid before the game started. It didn't seem slow. But I got there. You know, I get to games ahead of time. I want to see the atmosphere and see people warming up and practicing, et cetera. And I'm just like, man, it's a slow grind out here. I'm like, this place got no juice. But then by the time the game got underway, the place was jumping. And I read afterwards that it was a WNBA Finals record when it came down to attendance. More than 17,000 people filled up the Barclays Center, and it certainly felt that way as the game went on. And I'm hoping that this is something that can continue. I mean, are they pulling 17,000 in a regular season game? Hell no. But it was a great atmosphere in the arena. I'm sure it came across great on television. I don't know if she is something I expected, but Lil' Kim came out and did a five-minute halftime performance. And so it was nice, man. I had a good weekend. I did WFAN on Saturday, as I typically do. And it was just good, man. And then, like a lot of people, I sat and I watched football where I could. I did see the New York Jets game after the Liberty game. And I did see the New York Giants hang in there with the Buffalo Bills. And so a wild weekend in addition to all the injuries. So all things considered, I had a good one, Shep. And like that late night game yesterday between the Buffalo Bills and Giants, just nutty. You know, I expected both New York teams to get wiped out. The Eagles against the Jets, and the Jets were able to come back at the end and beat them. And then the Giants almost defeated the Buffalo Bills. It was like just a couple of minutes left until the Bills even got the lead. Allen throwing that touchdown to Quentin Morris, and then the New York Giants having a couple of chances there at the end, but no pass interference against Johnson, against Waller. And Brian Daboll, I remember that play to end the second half, or the first half, because the second half is the end of the game. And Brian Daboll not happy with Tyrod Taylor audibling over to a run play, eliminating two potential passes or a field goal. And after the game, he did not care how well the Giants did. He's like, man, ain't no moral victories out here.
I mean, you don't get trophies for trying. So, you know, I appreciate their efforts. We moved some O-line guys around. We practiced some of it like that just in case it would happen. You know, we had to put Pugh out at tackle. He hasn't played tackle since 2019. We had to move Glowinski back over, McKeithen. But, you know, that's the National Football League. So, you know, it came down to 1 yard and just missed it. Didn't get it.
Yeah, the NFL pretty much said today, hey, our officials missed it. There was that one pass interference call, and then there was another pass with no time left on the clock, and that one against Darren Waller was not called. And so the Bills beat the Giants. For the entire country to see, the final score there was 14-9. Next up for the New York Giants, they got the Washington Commanders. Commanders just beat Atlanta 24-16. And the Bills, yeah, not the greatest of showings, even in victory. Buffalo Bills got the Patriots. The damn Patriots, they lost to Las Vegas. And Patriots look absolutely pathetic. And so, yeah, I had a great weekend. Lots of football. Damn, there's a lot of jury. Sheesh. Hey, Shep, there's this guy swinging on Arizona right now, stepping into the batter's box. He has chains on top of chains on top of chains.
Yeah, I know that. They should be called four chains. There's two chains, and then there's this guy.
Yeah, it's two chains, four chains. Right. Yeah, if I was the pitcher, I'd be like, hey, you got to take that jewelry off. He's distracting me.
Yeah, here's the problem, JR. The Diamondbacks are finally playing a baseball franchise that actually lives up to its record in the regular season.
Oh, yeah, man. Well, let's see if they hold on. That's not to say that Arizona does not. Man, that jewelry is obnoxious. Damn. Do you see that ice?
Yeah, no, I see it. It didn't help. It didn't help him at the plate.
You can't miss it. Like, every now and then, somebody, an opposing manager, will be a jerk and just say, hey, he got on too much jewelry. It's distracting. I have no idea why baseball players are. I mean, how's he allowed to wear all of that jewelry? That's, It's obnoxious, but anyway.
It's inconsistent. You're right, because you can't wear watches in baseball. You can't wear bracelets in baseball, well, but yet you can wear things that, like, pull down your head by 5 pounds. Like, it doesn't make any sense. There's no consistency there.
They don't want them to wear, the watches because of the cheating, and they don't want the technology out on the field, even though a pitcher can now wear a stupid pitchcom in his hat to get signals and signs, but they don't want the watches for cheating. It's typically the pitchers that will get kind of kicked down by the opposing manager. Well, he has something shiny on his neck is distracting to the hitter. Well, what about the pitcher? He can be distracted too. These guys don't need to wear all his damn jewelry. And so Philadelphia is currently leading Arizona 5-3. It's the middle of the seventh. Philadelphia is going to try to come back and put some insurance up on the board. And then earlier this afternoon, this was an early game, I told you about this. The Rangers beat the Astros 5-4. The Rangers are ahead in this series already, 2-0. Yesterday, the Rangers blanked the Astros, and the Rangers wasted no time today, scoring 4 runs in the first. And Houston, they were able to threaten. Yordan Alvarez hit 2 home runs, one of them to get him real close in the eighth. He hit against everybody's favorite postseason relief pitcher, Aroldis Chapman, but the Rangers held on 5-4. And you can thank Nathan Eovaldi. I watched this game. There was one time where the bases were loaded, no outs. Nathan Eovaldi struck out 2, and he got another dude on a ground out to third. And Eovaldi, 6 innings, 9 strikeouts. His catcher, Jonah Heim, he talked about Eovaldi and what he did today. Take a listen.
That's who Nate is. No matter the situation, no matter the count, who's up to bat, he's going to make his pitches, and he's going to give him everything he's got. And he made some really good pitches with the splitter and got out of the gym.
He's a very good major league pitcher in the regular season, but he's one of the best postseason pitchers ever. Why? What happens this time of year?
Something just clicks for him. I'm not sure. Same preparation, same mentality that he has all year. Just something about big games that he loves, and I'm not mad about it.
Yeah, it ain't going to be mad about it if they take a 3-0 lead. How about this? Max Scherzer is going to start the next game for the Texas Rangers. Let's see if Max Scherzer can get to the game. Let's see if he actually has an arm that works or doesn't fall off. And let's see what Max Scherzer does. We haven't seen him in a minute. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. Who knows? Maybe these Rangers will pull off an upset. 855-212-4CBS. There's so much that we're going to get into. We got to talk about the National League Championship Series game going on right now. We got to get into Monday Night Football going on right now. We have to look at some of the college action over the weekend, some more of the NFL action. But speaking of upsets, when we come back on the other side of the break, I'm going to pick up your phone calls. The Jets beat the Eagles? Was I dreaming? Did this really take place? And did I see Aaron Rodgers on the field? Was he out there throwing the rock? We'll talk about that on the other side. It's a Monday. Just getting warmed up. It's the JR Sport Brief Show, CBS Sports Radio.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. JR wants to hear from you. Call him now at 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4227.
It is the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio. Man, this is just pathetic. I thought that between the Dallas Cowboys and the Los Angeles Chargers, that we would at least get some type of a shootout. I mean, the Chargers always air it out and find a way to choke at the end of a game. The Dallas Cowboys certainly got the pieces to go ahead and put up some scores. But it's 10-all. The Chargers just kicked a field goal to tie the game up. A 10-all, about a minute left in the third. And I've just been looking for the offense, and it doesn't exist. It's not there. We'll keep you up to date on that game as it continues on. Right now, the first game of the National League Championship Series, the Philadelphia Phillies still lead the Arizona Diamondbacks 5-4. We'll keep you up to date on that game. This is also a surprise. And if you're a Jets fan, you're happy about this. If you're an Eagles fan, I mean, well, damn it, you can't go out there and just win them all. The New York Jets took on the Eagles yesterday. The Jets entered the game with an 0-12 record all time against the Eagles. And Jalen Hurts, he had a crap game. Three interceptions, including one at the end of the game by Tony Adams. Tony Adams went 45 yards with it, ultimately set up a Breece Hall 8-yard touchdown run. Even Zach Wilson getting in on the action, putting up the final score of the game as he converted a 2-point conversion pass to Randall Cobb. And so the New York Jets shock everybody. They beat the Eagles, the final score, 20-14. If it wasn't for that interception, the Eagles would have likely won 14-12, but almost doesn't count. The Jets got a record of 3-3. The Eagles now have a record of 5-1, their first loss of this regular season. The New York Jets get a chance to relax a little bit. They got a bye week before they take on the Giants, and this will be a fun one. Next up for the Eagles, the Miami Dolphins. And so Jalen Hurts will have a chance to bounce back from his three interceptions, and the New York Jets, they get some time off. And nothing wrong with that. Who would have thought the Jets would have been 3-3 to start the season off with no Aaron Rodgers? And we'll talk about Aaron Rodgers momentarily, because Aaron Rodgers is running around, just had an Achilles surgery, and he's throwing a football on the field. He's walking around with no crutches. We'll get into that. Rob Saleh, head coach of the New York Jets, he said, you know what? When you win the way we did today, you got to appreciate it and feel happy for everybody involved.
It's a big win. I mean, they're NFC champs. We took the AFC champs to the wire, the world champs to the wire. We beat Buffalo. You know, probably let one slip away with the Patriots. It is what it is. But and then the Dallas game is what it is. You know, I think we'll always be in all these games. I think we can go toe-to-toe with anybody. It says a lot about this group and how mentally strong they are and how much they love one another and appreciate one another and fight for one another. But, you know, we're going to continue battling. We're going to continue to try to find a way to write our story for this year. And obviously winning this game going into the bye week is nice, but we had a big win last year too. We've got to come out of the bye week with even more intent and more of that mindset and continue to find ways to get better so we can finish stronger.
Yeah, well, finish stronger. Robert Saleh says, yeah, we can hang with anybody. Okay. Well, I guess you can. If you've proven it so far at the early portion of this season. They do have the New York Giants next on October 29th. But the Jets, kudos to them. 3-3, 500. All that talk from Aaron Rodgers about potentially coming back if the Jets are in a good position. Aaron Rodgers was throwing footballs on the sideline. No, not even on the sideline. He stepped out onto the field before the game. And he's turning into passes. Is he letting them rip? No. This is someone who is still recovering. But the fact that a little more than a month, he was still out there and on the ground, not able to walk and in a boot. And here he is throwing a rock. Rob Saleh, he was asked about Aaron Rodgers and a potential return later on in the season. And Rob Saleh is just like, yeah, he's a freak.
He is definitely one of those individuals who's fueled by doubt. You know, if you doubt him, it only makes him stronger because he's got this. Oh, you're telling me I can't do something? Well, I'm going to show you I can. And he's going to prove you wrong.
A lot of people I've talked to, like, I won't name names, who have also had that. Everyone's in awe that he's even walking. And for him to be on the sideline, standing the entire time, he's a freakazoid.
Yeah, you called him a freakazoid. Okay. He might be powered by ayahuasca and darkness retreats and other things. And maybe that's why he's recovering. Hey, Shep, what do you think Aaron Rodgers eats? Maybe his diet is helping him out, right?
It's not M&M's, that's for sure.
It may start with an M, too. It grows on the ground. I don't know what he's doing, though.
You know who was talking about ayahuasca today, by the way?
Who, what?
You know who was talking about ayahuasca today?
Who?
I saw it trending.
Ayahuasca was trending?
Yeah, it was.
Who and why?
So Jada continues to make the rounds.
Wait a minute.
Yes.
Okay, go ahead.
No, and in all seriousness, like, she was talking about something that was very personal to her. when she felt like, you know, she saw her life being over.
I did hear about that, yes.
And so it's ironic that you do bring up ayahuasca, because with certain people, it alters their state of mind more than anything else in the entire world. And so maybe there is some truth to what Aaron Rodgers is saying, at least when it applies to him. I'm not saying it works for everybody. But, JR, there is something to that.
Jada Pinkett took ayahuasca.
And she has not had a suicidal thought since.
Oh, okay.
And she suffered from that at the height of her career, JR.
Well, maybe everybody in Hollywood is on to something. I don't know.
Well, I mean, let's just put it this way.
Well, they are, a few of them are.
They are, and that is the, JR, even though they're not a couple, that is the couple in Hollywood. And so for her to feel the way she felt, and then to take ayahuasca and have her whole life transform, I really believe that this, JR, Aaron Rodgers has done a 180 in terms of his personality. Yeah, absolutely. He's ingratiated himself to where he plays. He actually likes his teammates. He wants to be around his teammates. We didn't really see that in Green Bay.
As a player, but as a person, I mean, this is still the same guy picking, COVID shot fights with Travis Kelce.
Okay, so that's fair. He's got to be the biggest you know what in the room, and got to have the biggest you know what in the room. So there's some truth to that. Hey, shout out to the playmaker who's at the game today. But JR, I do think ayahuasca has tremendously transformed the life of Aaron Rodgers, and I think there's something to it, and why he's back so soon, especially at 40 years old, JR. You don't make this type of return at that age this quickly.
Yeah, well, maybe he didn't tear his Achilles the way everybody thought he did. Maybe it wasn't a full tear. I don't want to get into the weeds of it. It's just I don't think the severity is everything that we thought. You just put it that way. Because and they're particular about the words. Did he rupture his Achilles? Was it a full? The injury wasn't as bad. Because there's no way in hell that we would be having these conversations and all of this, but. Look, if he wants to return and help out the New York Jets, then more power to him. Zach Wilson, by the way, yes, I told you he converted that two-point conversion at the end of the game. But all things considered, he did not throw a touchdown yesterday. He did not throw an interception. And that's probably, I don't want to say the best-case scenario for the New York Jets, but it's an even one. Just like the New York Jets in their record, they sit at 3-3. 855-212-4CBS. It's 855-212-4CBS. We're going to take a break. And when we come back, I want to talk to you about a team in the same division as the New York Jets. It's the New England Patriots. The Jets were able to pick up a victory. The Bills got by at the skin of their teeth against the New York Giants. But the Patriots, they lost. Again, and it continues to be ugly for Bill Belichick. We'll talk about that. I'll get to your calls.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. Listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
First of all, one of the most well-rounded shows on sports talk radio. You have it. Don't change anything.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief. Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
Finally, Monday Night Football. We've seen another touchdown. The Dallas Cowboys just went up on the Los Angeles Chargers 17-10. Dak Prescott connects with Brandon Cooks for a touchdown, 2-yard pass, 17-10. This is the first touchdown that we've seen since the first quarter. I feel like Dallas and Los Angeles have just kind of been sitting in the same space forever. Keenan Allen opened up the game pretty much with a touchdown, a reception from Justin Herbert. Dak Prescott was able to answer still in the first quarter, an 18-yard run on a fourth down attempt. They needed a fourth and one And Dak Prescott was able to take it to the house himself, 18 yards. At that point, Dallas and the Chargers were 7-7. We saw a couple of field goals to move the game to 10-10. And I just told you about that two-yard touchdown pass, Dak Prescott connecting with Brandon Cooks. Let's see if the Dallas Cowboys can hold on to this game, because the Chargers are always full of surprises, and damn it, so are the Cowboys. Not typically for good reasons. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Greg is calling from Michigan. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. What's up, Greg?
Hey, JR, Mr. Positive. My God, your show is so eclectic. My brain's on fire. I mean, we're talking about... Now, you help me out here.
Yes.
Stephen A. Smith, Jada Pinkett Smith.
What?
Throws Will underneath the bus. What has Jada ever really done except date Tupac? I mean, it just bothers me what she's doing with Will.
She was.
I mean, she's done a couple things, but
yeah, well, she's an actress.
Unbelievable.
I don't think they ever dated, but yeah, she's very popular in the '90s, and that's stretched into now. Yeah.
Can I get a little controversial? You mentioned real quick women's sports.
All right. I went to the WNBA game. Yes.
Do you think women in sports should get paid as much as men, or should the market bear what male or females get?
I think you get paid what you bring to the table. And unfortunately for the WNBA, they don't bring a lot of money to the table to be paid. And so, I mean, they're already a league subsidized to a certain degree by the NBA. And to think or expect that they should make the same amount of money, why? It's not there. I mean,
exactly.
I can sit here and talk to you about a million reasons as that why that isn't the case. But the reality is it's not. And so, look, when the WNBA generates, you know, $10 and $12 billion a year, then they can get the same amount of money as the dudes get. But they
don't.
There
you go.
And so, listen, you can only make what's there.
You're right about Aaron Rodgers. He probably did not hurt himself. Because blood flow and nutrients would not, if he really torn his Achilles tendon, it wouldn't have, he couldn't come back this quickly. There's no blood, there's no nutrients going to the tendon because it doesn't take up those nutrients, so it takes a lot longer to heal. So you're spot on about that. But my question is, we've got 5-5-1 teams. Who is the best out of the 5-1 teams, and who so far is the MVP? 33% into the football season, and everybody, remember, agents of inclusion. Beautiful, beautiful.
Oh,
what say you, JR?
Appreciate you. Thank you for calling from Michigan. I guess the first question, Shep, did he ask me only two or three? It felt like a little bit more than that.
He asked you a lot. Obviously, the market question versus what women should be paid,
He asked about the team. Well, here, let me...
Yeah, the 5-5-1 teams, that was the second question. Which is the best 5-1 team?
I still believe it's the 49ers. I believe in all of the talent that they have. I know that they're dealing with issues to Christian McCaffrey with a busted-up oblique, and you have Deebo Samuel hurt. I know that they lost their first game. Same with the Eagles, as we just mentioned to you, with the New York Jets. I would still say the Niners. I know I'm going to have angry people calling me for the next God only knows how long, telling me about the Detroit Lions. I'm not comfortable until I see them in the postseason. Like, I believe in experience, and experience is something that both the 49ers and the Eagles have at different levels here. The Lions haven't even made the postseason yet, so I know what their record looks like. I know the talent that they have, but I really do value experience. And for right now, that's not something that they have a lot of. And then the last question, MVP, is it Tua Tagovailoa? It's still early, man, so I think we got plenty of time to take a look and figure that out.
JR. Fair point about the experience of the Lions, but they do, and I understand a lot of it has to do with the head coach too, but they do have a quarterback that was right there at the end of a Super Bowl versus Brady and Belichick.
Yeah, I'm familiar with Jared Goff.
Right. So fair. I mean, doesn't that give you a little more confidence than if this was just a completely inexperienced team at the quarterback position?
No. No, because I look at the whole team. I mean, Jared Goff isn't someone who's just going to drive you to victories by himself. It's the whole team. And so if I have to look in comparison to the other teams, I'm going to value their experience. I'm going to value the collective experience of Kyle Shanahan and the 49ers. I'm going to value the experience, even though they just did it. They went to the Super Bowl with the Eagles. And I'm going to look at a team that hasn't gone to the postseason yet. And I'm going to say, yeah, great. Yo, let me know when you get there. And so I do value experience, because it's not just Jared Goff going out there. It's the whole team. And so we'll find out soon enough, and I certainly enjoy watching it. Dan Campbell is always ridiculously aggressive when it comes down to fourth down. You know, is he going to be the same way in the postseason? I don't see why he would change. Like, this is what got him to the dance. He might as well keep on rolling with it. So I want to see them perform in the postseason before I change my mind. They're one of the best teams in the league. Goes for saying without a shadow of a doubt. But we know the regular season is different than the postseason. Let's see what they do when they get there. 855-212-4CBS. Speaking of the postseason, I know a team that isn't getting anywhere near the postseason. It's the New England Patriots. They lost again, this time to the Raiders, coached by Josh McDaniels, former Bill Belichick disciple, 21-17. Mac Jones was sacked three times. He threw an interception, didn't throw a score. And then on the other hand, I guess misery loves company between these two teams. The Raiders, they can't catch a break. Jimmy Garoppolo escorted out of the entire building with a back injury. We had to see Brian Hoyer. Ain't nobody trying to see Brian Hoyer throw a football. And so the New England Patriots, they lost again. They did. Even this despite Jimmy G going down with that back injury in the second, the Patriots cannot get out of their damn way. And Mac Jones, another day without a score. The Patriots, another game without a 20 spot. The Patriots not picking up a victory. Bill Belichick, and only the way that he can do it, he was asked about the L, and listen to his enthusiasm.
All right, well, you know, obviously we just couldn't quite make enough plays here tonight. You know, had our opportunities and just, you know, need to do a better job here in, you know, really just about every area. Just any one of a number of things could have made a difference, and we just need to, you know, be able to coach it better, play it better, execute a little bit better.
Bill Belichick sounds so enthusiastic about everything going on around him. Unfortunately for these New England Patriots, they move forward. They got the Bears. Well, the Raiders got the Bears coming up next. And the Patriots, things don't get any easier for them as they continue on with the season. I got this all messed up here. What they got? Oh, this is sucks for them. They got the Bills next. Good luck. Good luck on that end. They're going to get Bill Belichick, I think, the hell up on out of there at the end of the season. I told you that on the Raiders side, Jimmy Garoppolo leaving with the back injury. There were concerns that he had internal injuries. We haven't seen Jimmy Garoppolo play a full damn season since 2019. And Josh McDaniels gave an update on Jimmy Garoppolo, and this is what he had to say.
You know, there was some concern yesterday that we would, there was an internal issue. So we did a bunch of scans yesterday, last night. Seems like we've dodged a big bullet in that regard. So that's good news. You know, we're still doing a couple things this morning. And we'll, you know, kind of make sure we do all the right things here as we go forward. But the prognosis is a lot better than it might have otherwise been. Don't know yet for this week, relatively speaking. So there's a lot still to, I'd say, uncover in that regard, but good news relative to what it might have been.
Good news. Yeah, Jimmy Garoppolo able to walk around is good news in and of itself because he's going to be hurt anyway. Good news for Philly fans, or fans of the Phillies. The Phillies just beat Arizona 5-3. Philadelphia takes a 1-0 series lead here to start off the National League Championship Series. Philly leads 1-0, and they went out there, and it was just bombs the hell away from the start of the game, and then Philly is able to hold them off. They got a home run out of the gate. Kyle Schwarber came through, hit a home run to start things off in the bottom of the first. Bryce Harper decided to go ahead and hit a home run in the first as well, making it 2-0 Philly. Nick Castellanos came through in the second and said, "Here, here's a home run. The score is 3-0. Home runs all over the damn place. They hold off to win this game 5-3 against the Diamondbacks. Philadelphia leads this series 1-0. Craig Kimbrel went out onto the mound and closed things out. And all the Phillies fans, Citizens Bank, they're losing their minds with good reason. I think the Phillies, I said this before the game even started, Arizona, similar to what Shep asked about the Lions, I like teams with experience in the postseason. Every now and then you'll get a shocker, but for the most part, I need to see some damage. Bryce Harper, fourth player in Major League Baseball history with a home run here to get things started. Bryce Harper looks like he needs a nap, but as long as he hits those home runs, I don't think anybody's going to care too much. 5-3, the final score, and for these Dallas Cowboys, they still lead the Chargers in Los Angeles 17-10. About 8 minutes left in that game. Jay-Z, LeBron James, both in attendance to check things out. I know Taylor Swift, she don't have anything to do with this game. She's probably hanging out with Travis Kelce. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio, 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. As we continue with the show, we come back on the other side. We're going to talk about this Phillies victory over the Arizona Diamondbacks. I mentioned to you quite a few injuries in the NFL world. We'll keep you up to date on the Dallas Cowboys and the Chargers. We got a lot to do. It's the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio.
I'm here to tell you about Pom Pom at Home, where comfort meets elegance. Pom Pom at Home is offering 20% off site-wide for a limited time. See why so many of the top designers use Pom Pom's luxury easy care bedding. They have created a timeless, beautiful, coastal living look that incorporates subtle tones and natural fibers, offering a unique touch. Create your dream bed now. Get 20% off sheets, duvets, throws, and more right now at pompomathome.com. Easy to use, easy to love luxury bedding. Just enter code POMPOM at checkout.
Maybe you're still new to this whole EV thing, but those range fears? Turns out your all-electric Hyundai Ioniq 5 gets you to work and back all week on a single charge. And now every Ioniq 5 comes with a complimentary EV charger and up to $600 installation credit. When it comes to embracing change, we're thinking of every mile. Hyundai, it's your journey. Call 562-314-4603 for complete details. 2023 Ioniq 5 rear-wheel drive has an EPA estimated driving range of up to 303 miles. Actual range will vary with options, driving conditions, and habits, vehicle and batteries condition, and other factors. Available in limited quantities in select states only.